The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. I've got some highlights and a review of the new documentary, Died Suddenly. It is really well done and is worth your time. Some of you don't have a lot of time to set aside, but I would say set aside time and watch it. It's well worth it. And well, in fact, if you're setting time aside to watch my video right now, I'll give you some highlights. And you'll see that after watching this show, it will, I assume, make you want to watch the entire documentary. We'll have a link below the video so that you can go straight to the documentary if you have time right after this video. You might not, but at least you'll know where to go to get the link to at least go and watch. Anyways, it is so well done. It was better than I thought it would be. And that's high praise, because I thought it would be pretty good. And I actually came away thinking, wow, I like how they put it together. I think it felt, I don't know, highly produced, not chintzy. Really well done, as far as I'm concerned. But the information is tremendous. And I want to give you some of the tremendous information about the blood clotting. They spent a lot of time on the blood clotting, and that's what I'm going to... Well, they spent a lot of time on a lot of different things, actually, but I want to give a lot of what I'm going to show you to the blood clotting, because I found that very informative. It's stuff that I've brought in the past, but some of the stuff that I haven't even seen, and some new stuff with it. So it's a mix of some things that I knew and some things, oh, I didn't see that before. I didn't see that person talk about this before, that type of thing. So I'm sure that will be the case for you guys as well, because there's new stuff in here. Fortifying that we've been right the whole time, locking down that the stuff we have brought you in the past, well, technically, you might even come away thinking it's even worse than what we have said. Let me get right into it, actually, and not wait too long, because there's a lot I want to bring you. The fiber clots in the blood is what they are talking about. It's hard to even call it blood clotting, because it's not the blood clotting. It's actually white fiber stuff that we have never seen before. You have to keep this in mind, until after the vaccine. And clearly the body is producing it. This isn't, it can't be something that someone has injected into, per se, other than the vaccine telling your body to make it. But it's not like I think it's in the vaccine, this white stuff. And when they injected you, this white clot stuff goes into you. Obviously not. So it's obviously, when you get the vaccine, your body is being instructed to make this white clot stuff. Now, here's the interesting thing. My assumption is that the white stuff is when people's bodies go overboard in making the spike protein. I think it's the protein buildup of making the spike protein. That's my theory. I don't know. It could be something else. The reason why I have that theory that it's the spike protein with overactive producing of it is because they admit, when they give you the mRNA fake vaccine, because it's really a gene therapy, it's instructing your genes to create, it's your cells to create the spike protein. And this stuff appears, and it's clearly being made by people's body, and they admit that they're telling your body to make spike protein. So I just assume that's what it is. No one has the definite answer yet as to what it is, but it's really interesting. Take a look.
November of last year, of 2021, people were asking me, well, how many people are having these strange clots? And I didn't have a very good answer for it. So starting in November, I started making notations of whether or not the person was clotted or not, or vaccinated. My green is people that have been verified are vaccinated. Yellow typically is somebody that has smaller clots. And the orange is somebody that had more significant clots, the clots that are really kind of concerning to me. I have it dated for the quarter, I mean, numbered by the quarter. So the entire quarter, I had about 130. Yeah, only almost 14% had no significant clotting. A lot of the substances that I'm seeing are stuff that looks pretty much, it's this white fibrous stuff. Now, instead of calling them blood clots, I try to refer to them as white fibrous clots or white fibrous structures. How come all of a sudden these things are happening in so many people? When I first started seeing these strange clots, in the beginning, I thought, you know, this is kind of weird. It's kind of crazy. I don't understand. As I started gathering more and more photographs, I'm able to share it amongst other people that I work with. I talk to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience.
I'm a licensed funeral director, national board funeral director, and certified embalmer. I've been in the death care industry since 1982. I've been embalming, been in the embalming process with well over 1,000 bodies. And I had actually noticed some of the differentials in the clots as well in some of the bodies I had been embalming. And that had started recently.
First time I saw it firsthand pulled out of a deceased, my end, was about 3 months ago. Been struggling to embalm people for around about 18 months. My embalmer was complaining that he was having trouble getting fluid through people. And the way they do that is they cut into the carotid artery and they pump it around the body via a pump. He was struggling to get it through and we kind of thought, well, maybe the pump wanted servicing and had a look at it. It doesn't. Pulled this out and he kind of grabbed the end with the tweezers and this comes out in one piece, one elastic piece. It looks like calamari.
Longest one that I have on video is probably almost 3 foot long, which is incredible to come out of the, you know, the juggler up here. It's just, it's incredible.
That is not normal.
I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience, said, hey, you know, have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always,
I haven't seen clots like these long, white, fibrous, different, not blood clots, but they're clotting the blood. So therefore you have to call it a clot.
I have been in this profession actually for approximately 12 years and approximately 200 to 250 bodies per year. And I have never seen anything like this until the vaccination.
Let me pause it there. Yes, until the vaccination, none of this has been seen. And these are not blood clots again, some white fiber buildup. And it gets scarier because we don't know how many people who have gotten the vaccine have this. I don't think every single person, although there's people out there that are saying, yeah, they think almost everyone who's been vaccinated has some form of blood clotting, maybe micro blood clotting going on. We'll address that in a little bit. But I don't think every person is going to have these massive clots. Clearly not, or else there would be people that have already died at a higher rate if everyone who got vaccinated had this. This is just my theory. My theory is that the vaccine, of course, instructs your body to make spike protein. And for some people, their body is reacting to where it doesn't stop. It is going into hyperdrive of creating it because you've instructed your cells to create it. And their cells, for whatever reason, a certain percentage of people, their cells are going to just keep creating it, creating it, creating it. And then it's building up in the veins and the blood. It's exactly where you'd expect to find the spike protein buildup, if that's where it would be and that why it would be taking shape within the blood vessels and within the veins. So to me, There's no other explanation other than the mRNA vaccine is instructing these people's bodies to create this until they die. They'll just keep creating it, and then it will clot to a certain area, and then they will eventually die. And there are some people that are still creating it right now and don't know. And I don't think it's the majority. It's a minority. So you have great odds that that won't happen to you if you are vaccinated, but it could. And that's the scary thing. Some of you, like lottery statistics, maybe not like it's higher than lottery statistics, depends what you mean. Like the daily four statistics type of chance of getting the white fibrous clots. And as we move forward, I might be totally wrong on that. It's starting to seem like it might be a lot more common than I'm saying. I'm trying to give you reasonable scenario in my mind, because it doesn't make sense to me that, you know, it can't be like 80% of people have this, because then we would have seen more people have died than have already died, is what I'm saying. The percentages should be higher in all-cause mortality. We have a super high excess death. We do. But it would be even higher if everyone was getting these clots. So it can't be that, but you could be getting the microclotting. And I think that's the thing. I think not everyone's going to get these massive clots, but there's a lot more people that probably get the microclotting, which makes your blood look dirty. We'll get into that, but first I want to pick up where I left off, and then they'll eventually get into that. Take a listen.
Now, I've been an embalmer for 41 years. 41 years I've been an embalmer, and I've never seen clots like these.
Here's a guy messaged me the other day. He even sent me a picture.
And that fellow embalmer?
This is not mine. This is his. Same stuff. You see that?
You know, we know something's going on. I deal with a lot of funeral directors and embalmers. I attend national conventions, state conventions. I'm very involved. And, you know, we know something different is going on. We don't know exactly what's going on, but the timing of it is just hand in hand. We're connecting dots here. And it certainly appears that there is some relationship to the vaccine and these obstructions that we're seeing.
I was in Ohio last week or the week before last, and there were 100 embalmers at the Ohio Embalmers Association in my lecture. And I posed these photos up where people could see them. And nearly all of the embalmers out of 100 in this room raised their hands that they had seen clots and white fibrin structures of that kind of size. And when I ask again, when did they start seeing them? Again, it's that 16 to 18 month period.
This is different. And they need to figure out what it is. That's the problem, is they need to figure out. That's why we're talking to you, is that we're concerned for humanity.
Now, you have where he's saying, well, the one guy was saying all of the embalmers raise their hand as if they're seeing this. That's what I'm saying. It's probably a little more common than I'm even saying, but I'm going to be cautious about it and try to say it's not super common. Hopefully not. And like they're saying, nobody is interested. Where's the scientific community? Where are the universities? Where's the media trying to figure out, well, we've never seen this before. We got to figure it. They don't even act like it's happening. They pretend like they just close their eyes, plug their ears, and say la 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 when you bring it up, because everyone knows it's the vaccine. Everyone does. There is no other explanation. So it's awful. I'm going to jump just a tiny bit ahead to where they talk about the dirty blood, which is really the micro blood clotting. And there's some images here. And if you're listening on the radio, I think it's well worth watching this so you get the images. It's more powerful than just hearing the audio. Take a listen, though.
When I was talking to Dr. Ken Thorpe, he was more concerned about the real tiny clots that he called microclots. And when I asked him about microclots, I was like, let me explain. Sometimes when I'm seeing the blood, it looks like the blood is dirty. almost like it has little fine grains of sand, or almost like fine grains of coffee grounds. The reason why he's more concerned about those is because they will go undetected and they can get lodged up in capillaries and end up slowly starving organs of the oxygen that it needs. So what I did is I captured some blood that looked dirty. It's clouding it up, but see, I wanted you to see the specks that are floating around. There we go. It
looks like rust.
It does. Look at like, see, you can almost see that they're like stringy looking.
The first time I seen something that what I would describe as a different type of blood than I had ever seen, consistency of blood, was on a younger lady that was in a car accident. And I noticed onto the table as we were getting a little bit of drainage from her that her blood looked as if it was, the only way to describe it is blood on beach sand. It was sticking to the table.
All right. I'm going to pause it there. I guess I want to jump ahead and give you more. But if you're listening on the radio, it really does. If you're a coffee drinker and you had coffee grounds at the bottom of your drink, and let's say you add some water to rinse it out and then you dump it in the sink so it's somewhat diluted, that's what they're showing, images of diluted blood with looks like water. And you can see it looks like coffee grounds mixed in, like when you add some water to rinse out your cup and you dump it in the sink. That's what it looks like when you dump it in the sink and you see some of the coffee grounds going down the drain. That's what it looks like. That's the visual for you if you're missing it. So let's jump ahead now. I want to jump ahead to the vaccine inserts. And this I thought was really interesting. She shows what a vaccine insert typically is for a normal vaccine that they always send out. And then she shows you the COVID-19 vaccine insert, and to me, sums everything up.
The first one is a typical package insert that we see with any vaccine. When you open the box, next to the vial, you find a package insert that has information about what the product contains. And this is a typical vaccine insert from a vaccine that helps protect against meningitis. It's a more traditional childhood vaccine. And the other label that I'm going to show you, the other package insert, came from a box of mRNA product. So vaccine that was brought to the clinic for the purpose of giving that to children. And this should look the same as the other package insert that I showed you. But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
Folks, if you are not visually seeing that, it is a massive piece of paper that she's unfolding, because it would normally have a whole bunch of information about the vaccine. That was for children. And it's like they're gaslighting. They're mocking. They're laughing at you with that. And it, a giant, giant piece of paper. And then in the middle, just a little like old school mocking of you. Intentionally blank is all it says, right in the center of this massive piece of paper that's all folded, and you have to unfold the massive piece of paper just to read intentionally blank. It's like them giving you the finger right to your face, especially if you work in the medical community. They're mocking you. They're laughing at you. What are you going to do about it? That's what they're saying to the medical community. Because they know the medical community is going to see that, not me. I find that sums everything up to me. Let me give you a quick rundown, though. Remember, this has died suddenly, and it shows a lot of people. I don't know if every single one of these people died, but we've been seeing bizarre deaths, and I did a show about the bizarre side effects of the vaccine. And I can't confirm every single person, but it's likely that these people, all of them were vaccinated, but unsure if all of them were. There could be one or two, maybe they're not. But because all these bizarre incidents happen after the vaccine in massive number. We live in a day and age where there's lots of cameras to capture this stuff. I want you to see some of it. I can't give it all of it to you, but take a look. If you're on the radio, again, go to thenewamerican.com where you can watch the video of this show.
An elderly woman has died in what's believed to be South Australia's first case of fatal blood clotting caused by the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine.
Investigation is underway tonight over whether a local man suffered blood clots as a result of getting the Pfizer vaccine.
Two teachers who were at Soames Elementary School for more than 20 years and passed away suddenly this school year.
Therapeutic Goods Administration is calling for calm following the deaths of two people in our state who received the COVID vaccine.
Woodgrove High School student athlete Colette Bain passed away unexpectedly after a medical emergency.
A 20-year-old nursing student died of cardiac arrest one day after getting the mandatory.
The 16-year-old had a cardiac arrhythmia.
High school cheerleader who died suddenly.
Conclusions over the death of a woman from blood clots after receiving the COVID vaccine.
The Queensland man is in intensive care tonight, suffering.
All right, I have to stop it there. There's more, but folks, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or something, again, The New American, you heard some audio, but there's way more different video and things that you could see that the audio is not even talking about, of people just collapsing and falling over. And the truck drivers, the cameras of the truck drivers driving and having that weird seizure thing where they're incapacitated. I don't know what happens at the end of those videos. They just show glimpses and the bus driver and stuff, it's moving. I assume it crashes. So I wonder if car accidents, that's a statistic people need to be looking up, due to people like having strokes or whatever, how much that has risen since the vaccine. People having strokes while driving or some weird cardiac arrest. Be interesting to know that. I'm out of time, but the whole point is I give it two thumbs up. I think it's well worth your time. Set aside some time to make sure you watch it, even if you know a ton about the vaccine already. There will still be stuff that you will find beneficial to arm you with the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natale Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natale will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the intelligence agency bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natale Show at thenewamerican.com.